Deadbeat Seconds by J.W. Foster. Chapter 1. One of Us. 11:59 p.m. In the shadow of where the Berlin Wall had once stood, three well-heeled men bounced from beer hall to beer hall on a beautiful spring evening. Birds were singing in parks where machine gun nests had once stood. They weren't unsteady yet. They were young and had the whole night ahead of them. Richie Holbrook was one of them. Harvard Law School grad and swim team on track for law partner in a Wall Street firm by the age of 35. Blonde-haired and blue-eyed, with the kind of shoulders women swooned for. He loved the best, whatever that was. Clothing, cars, vacation spots, even if he couldn't always afford it just yet. Someday, though, he dreamed of yachts, supermodels, and a mansion in the Maldives. The three companions were sitting in the Marlena Beer House, a quaint old place that probably went back to at least the 19th century, complete with a big stone fireplace and the head of a stag above the bar. Anglophobia, The Unrecognized Hatred by Richard Harrison and Frank Salter. Introduction. In recent decades, the taboo against hostile discrimination has intensified. Racism, sexism, homophobia, Islamophobia, anti-Semitism, and transphobia have been elevated to a point where they are now considered tantamount to criminal acts. Yet during the same period, discrimination against Anglos has been largely ignored. Note, in this document, the term Anglo refers to people descended from the indigenous population of the British Isles in Australia and overseas, as well as those who have assimilated into those populations.